Welcome to Hinduism Q&A. Today's question is, how do I control my anger? Anger is controlled both externally and internally. By internally, I mean that over time, anger can actually be reduced from inside. And this is only possible by purifying our heart and mind through proper devotion to God. When we do devotion to God and our mind becomes more attached to God, then all the negativities of the mind, including anger, are gradually reduced. Then we can notice over time, if we've been following the path of devotion, that perhaps in a similar situation in the past, faced with such a similar situation where someone is behaving offensively towards us or doing something that frustrates us, whereas in the past we may have had a reaction that was 8 out of 10, now maybe we only have that inner reaction of 5 out of 10. So the feeling of anger can be reduced over time through devotion to God by purifying the heart. However, we also have to have some techniques for controlling the anger when it does come. It's great if over time the anger reduces or eventually is eliminated altogether. But in the meantime, we're still going to face situations that make us angry. So we have to have some coping mechanisms to help us deal with that. The most powerful thing that we can do, if we want that feeling of anger to dissipate, the one who's making us angry, see Shri Krishna in that person. Whoever is your Ishtadev, whatever is your worshipped form of God, see that form of God in the person who's making you angry. If you really want to not be angry, all you have to do is that, and the anger dissolves instantly. It's a very powerful technique. But of course, we have to want the anger to go away. We have to have the willpower to want to overcome the anger. Another important thing to keep in mind is that when we're feeling emotionally excited like that by anger or frustration, we should not speak. We should not try to correct that person's behavior in that time when we're angry. We should not try to communicate to them that they're making us angry while we're feeling angry. We should wait until we calm down. And once we've calmed down, we will speak very differently to that person, and we'll be glad that we didn't speak out of anger. We can still communicate to them whatever needs to be communicated, but we'll do it in a more polite and a more productive way. In this way, we can have some techniques for controlling our reaction to the anger. And we know that by practicing devotion, we can actually reduce the internal reaction of anger over time. Jai Shri Radhe.